It is still closed, covered in crime scene tape. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That grocery store where a white 18-year-old is accused of going on a shooting rampage in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, killing 10 people, injuring 3 others, almost all of them black.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America.
President Biden will go there tomorrow. It's being investigated as a hate crime as the FBI scrutinizes a long rant the accused gunman wrote beforehand.
Investigators tell us they've not only found out, according to this manifesto that the suspect posted online, that he wanted to shoot people inside of the store, but that he was going to continue the rampage across Buffalo if he was able to get out of that grocery store.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. They're still trying to figure out in California why an Asian man in his 60s, now jailed, went on a shooting rampage in a church.
To have this happen, I don't know what to say. I just... dumbfounded.
He lives nearby. One person was killed, 5 others injured. Then a pastor threw a chair at the gunman's head, and others rushed over and hogtied the shooter, taking away his guns.
I want to thank those people who were wise enough to take action and endanger themselves to save others in that church. That is so impressive.
Laguna Woods Mayor Carol Moore. The CDC is reporting this morning the U.S. has just hit 1 million COVID deaths. A milestone President Biden already marked last week, ordering federal flags at half staff. In Ukraine, Russia claims it'll let wounded Ukrainian troops leave a steel plant in the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol for medical treatment under a local ceasefire, though there's no confirmation to that from Ukraine. Russia's invasion has also led to this.
Finland and Sweden are moving ahead with applying for NATO membership. Various Russian officials have warned Russia might have no choice but to deploy tactical nuclear weapons along Russia's border with Finland.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, but Russian leader Vladimir Putin said today he does not have a problem with those countries joining NATO unless there's an expansion of military infrastructure there. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Stocks are down again. The Dow falling 233 points. It's dropped 7 weeks in a row coming into today. The NASDAQ, it is losing 145. It's down 6 straight weeks. The S&P 500 is off by 36 points. The price of oil this morning is up, but only a dime. It's further over 110 bucks a barrel, and gas is up yet again.
$4.48 per gallon for regular unleaded. That's the national average, according to AAA, in a record high. That's also crushing truckers at $5.56 per gallon, the national average for diesel, and with no relief in sight yet.
We're high for two reasons. One was COVID, and now, second big reason for inflation, is Vladimir Putin and gas prices. Not a joke.
As critics blame President Biden's policies shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and last week canceling drilling leases in Alaska and along the Gulf Coast, as oil analysts expect that higher prices at the pump will come into summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Same old in movie theaters.
For a second week, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness holds the top spot, adding $61 million in North American theaters based on studio estimates.
I did what I had to do to protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange.
It's the second highest grossing film of the pandemic, with $688 million globally. Doctor Strange benefiting from being the first Marvel movie since Spider-Man No Way Home. Family films fill out the top three spots, The Bad Guys in second, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in third. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
In the basketball and hockey playoffs, there were four Game 7s. The two in the NBA were blowouts. Dallas pounded Phoenix. Boston beat Milwaukee. The New York Rangers and Calgary Flames won in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.